Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has condemned what he's calling the heinous murder of a 14-year-old settler in the occupied West Bank. Violence erupted after the teenager went missing on Friday. In the latest violence, gunfire was heard near the town of Deir Dibwan to disperse Palestinians who confronted the settlers. It's reported the settlers were trying to storm the town under the protection of the Israeli army. On Friday, a Palestinian was killed and dozens more injured in a settler attack on a village near Ramallah. Iranian media say the country's Revolutionary Guard has seized a container ship in the Gulf. It's believed the vessel was boarded in the Strait of Hormuz, a key transit point for the world's gas and oil supplies. The reports say the MSC Ares belongs to a company owned by an Israeli businessman, and the ship is being transferred to Iranian territorial waters. Israeli jets have launched a new series of airstrikes in southern Lebanon. Local media reported loud explosions in several places, including Mount Rayan. The area has seen regular cross-border attacks between Israeli forces and Hezbollah fighters since the war on Gaza began in October. The Israeli airstrikes followed Hezbollah rocket attacks from southern Lebanon. At least 50 were fired towards Upper Galilee and northern Israel and the occupied Golan Heights. Some were intercepted by the Israeli air defense system. Six people have been stabbed to death at a shopping mall in Australia. Several others were injured and taken to hospital, including a nine-month-old baby. Police shot the attacker dead. They say it wasn't terror-related, but are still investigating the motive.
I saw a woman lying on the floor in Chanel, so I didn't see him properly. I was running. But it was insane. It was insanity. I wasn't expecting it.
And a former U.S. diplomat who admitted to spying for Cuba has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. Victor Manuel Rocha worked for the State Department for more than 20 years and also served as ambassador to Bolivia. He was arrested in December after undercover agents caught him boasting about his spying activities.
Coming up on The Take, why is the Nigerian government failing to put an end to mass kidnappings? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.